Shalom to all. Today's office Yerushalmi, Master Staff Lamed Aleph, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud with the words Dalmo, Reb Ze'era, and the Vilna Tzur Sadaf. It's all the way at the end of Yud Zayin Amud Beis. And today's office sponsor, Lilu Nishmas, Maris Mirim Sar, Bas Reb Yaakov Moshe, Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So we ended the previous Gemara with a question about Dukni. We explained this to mean that if a person has a fig tree growing in a Gina, which is Pater Maestris, but he has a few branches leaning over his Chatzar, where there's a Chiv in Maestris, and he's sitting on a branch, which is still in the Gina, and he's leaning over and picks a fig from where it's overhanging the Chatzar, is he Chiv in Maestris or not? And you see what this has to do with the following story. As the Gemara says, Dalma, there's a story. It is the same way as the Gemara Bavli says, Hava Uvda, Reb Ze'erev, Reb Abba Bar Kahana, Reb Levi, Hava Yisivin, Reb Ze'erev, Abba Bar Kahana, Reb Levi were sitting, Vahava Reb Ze'erev, Makantar Le'ilin Dagadta. Reb Ze'erev was Makantar, he was criticizing those that Darshan Agadta. Vitzavachlein, and he was calling them Sifri Kismi. Sifri is Lashon of Seifrim, like scholars, and Kismin means to conjure something up. In other words, they make up Shatim in the Psukim that don't have any basis. So earlier, Reb Bar Kahana, Reb Abba Kahana told Reb Ze'erev, Lamat Makantar Lein, why are you criticizing them? Shaul, why don't you ask and they'll respond to you. Ask them pshat in the pasuk, and they'll tell you what the pshat in the pasuk is. Rambam, he said, okay, not a problem. What's pshat in the following pasuk? Ki chamas adam taydeka, anger towards man causes recognition of you. She'eris chemais tachgar, and the remnant of your anger you restrain. How do you explain this pasuk? Says Reb Ze'era. Amrlei, so he told him, ki chamas adam taydeka b'almazeh, anger towards man causes you recognition in this world. Namely, when a person gets punished in this world, he recognizes, wow, this is from Hashem. And she'eris chemais tachgar l'almaba. It's because of his recognition that the person showed in this world, that in the next world, Hashem is going to restrain the remaining of his anger and is not going to punish the person fully. However, Amar Le, Reb Ze'era told him, Oy Neymar, why don't we say the exact opposite? Ki chamas adam teideka ba'olam haba, she'eris chemas tachgar ba'olam hazeh. That really the first part of the pasuk is talking about olam haba, and the second part of the pasuk is talking about olam hazeh. And in this suggestion of Reb Ze'era, the pasuk is telling us that once a person gets to olam haba, he's going to have thanks, teideka, to Hashem. He's going to have thanks and recognition to Hashem for the way he expressed his anger ba'olam hazeh. This world, because he recognized that Hashem really restrained his anger and didn't punish him all that he should. Now we have a third explanation. Amar Belevi, Belevi says, that when your anger is expressed against Rishayim in this world, so Tzadikim see that, and their Maida, they show you recognition that you express your anger towards the Rishayim. Based off of this conversation, Amar Bzeira said, Hi hafcha v'hi mahapcha, this one turns the pasuk that way, the other one twists the pasuk a different way, and lo shaminim in a klom, you don't learn anything from the pasuk, and therefore I'm right in my observation and criticism of those who darshan Agadah. And Reb Ze'era concluded by saying, Yirmiyah b'ni, Yirmiyah my son. He was obviously talking to Reb Yirmiyah. Azal tzur tzur duknisa. Go to the halacha of duknisa. That's the dukni halacha that we started out with. Dehi tovim and klum. That's better than everything. Meaning getting involved in a halachic analysis of something is much better than darshaning Agadah. And continuing to explain our mission, we said, Ubati arachamu v'chulu. Let's just first explain the din of a bias be'ir chayma, a house in a walled city. It's as follows. If someone sells their house in a walled city in an ir chayma, they have a 1 year grace period to buy it back, and if they don't, the sale is binding forever. Whereas if property outside a walled city is sold, he has until Yovel to buy it back, and even if he doesn't, it automatically goes back to him by Yovel. And our mission was talking about a tree whose base, the ikker, the trunk, is in one place, and the branches are leaning a different place, and said this is relevant to the din of a bias in a Yir Chayma. Seemingly, selling a tree has the same din as the house. But now we continue talking about this. Tamatanin over there, we learned in a Mishnah, Koshal if Nimen Chayma, anything that's within the wall, Harikabat Yir Chayma, it has a din of an Yir Chayma. Chotzman at Sadais, except for fields. If fields are inside a walled city, they don't have a din of a house in a walled city, and they have a din of property outside a walled city. However, a mayor says, Afasadois, even fields within a walled city are considered like a house sold within the walled city. Laman al Fan Bayez on top of the Gemara continues, Matam is Rabban, what's Rabban's reasoning? And that's because the Pasuk tells us, Vakam Habayez, and the house will be established for him, meaning if it's not bought back from the seller within a year, so the buyer gets to keep it forever. What do we learn from here? Inli al Habayez. I only know this talking about a house. Minay the Rabbis, how do I know to include the following? Bate Badin, different presses, Ubayrus, Shechin, Ma'aris, pits, ditches, and caves, Umerchatsayes, and bathhouses, Vishaychais, and pigeon coops, Umigdalis, different towers. How do we know that that's included in this din? Tamalaymar, Asher Ba'ir. That's because the Pasuk says, what's in the city? And these are considered to be in the city, and therefore they're just like a house. Now, Yachal Afasadais, I might think that even fields are included in this din. Tamalaymar, so the Pasuk tells us, Bayas, a house. Ma Bayas, Shumayochid, Shubezdira, just like a house is unique, that it's meant for living in. Yatsu Sadais, She'inam Bezdira, a field, which is definitely not able to be lived in, is excluded from this din, and that's the Sheet of the Rabbanon. And Matam Rav Meir, what about Rav Meir? That's because he darshans the pasuk exactly the same way, just including fields. Vakama bias, the pasuk says that the house will be established for him. Ein le'al bias, I only know this tells me the house is his. Minay l'rabbis batei badin, bayres, shichin, umaris, merchatzayis, v'shoychas, migdalis, v'hasadais. How do I know to include all these things and even a field in the din of bias in the ir chayma? Tam leimar, asher ba'ir. That's because the pasuk says that which is in the city and a field is in the city, and that's Rav Meir's din. Now we just continue darshaning the pasuk. It says asher loy chayma. It has to be mean a city that has a wall. Now, it's important to note, if you look at the word loy over here, it's spelled lamed vav. But really, in the Torah, it's spelled with lamed aleph. And the word lamed aleph and lamed vav are the exact opposite. Lamed vav means it has the following thing. And lamed aleph means it does not have the following thing. So it's read with a lamed vav that it does have a wall, but it's written lamed aleph that it doesn't have a wall. And this is going to be relevant for the following drasha. So what do we learn from this pasuk of Asher Lechaima? Prat lebayis habanoi bechaima divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says this excludes if a house is built into the wall, meaning one of the walls of the house is the wall of the city, so that house is not considered to be a bayis in a ir chaima. Rabbi Shimon says, kais l'chitzayin hu achaima. Then no, the outer wall of the house is considered the wall of the city, and so it's considered to be a house in a ir chaima. And what's machlokes between them? Rabbi Yehuda darash asher loy chaima. Rabbi Yehuda darshens the word loy with lamed vav, that it has to have a wall surrounding it, and since this house is built into the wall of the city, it's only considered to have the wall of the city surrounding it if it's within this city, and the wall of the city is outside the house. However, Reb Shimon darash asher loy chayma. Reb Shimon darshens the word loy with a lamed aleph, and he understands that it's only considered to not be a bias in a ir chayma if it's not within the city at all. That's what the loy chayma means. It doesn't have a wall. But this one, since its wall is the city wall, that's considered a house in a walled city. I think Mark continues explaining the Mishnah. Now we discuss ir miklat. We know that if one killed b'shoygeg by accident, he has to run to an ir miklat, and only then he's safe from the goyel hadam, the relative of the one whom he murdered. And the Mishnah said, regarding a tree which is partially in, partially out, everything goes after the branches. Hakol hilech basar hanoif. So we just have a clarity of this, and this is really the way we explain it in the Mishnah as well. Amar Rav Chinuch says, "V'husha ala derech hanoif." This one, we're going after the branches. Avalam ala derech ikar. If we're going with the trunk, kvar kol to a ikar, the ikar, the trunk, already was kailat him. What's this referring to? This is just explaining that when we say we go after the knife, the branches, it does not mean that if the branches are outside the ir miklat and the trunk is inside and the rotzeach is inside by the trunk, that the goyel hadam could still kill him because it's considered like he's outside because we go after the branches. It just means we even go after the branches. Afilu basar hanoif. That if the branches are inside the ir miklat and the trunk is outside, even if the rotzeach is by the trunk and he's not physically inside the ir miklat, he's still considered to be inside because we go basar the branches and the branches are inside. And now moving on to talk about the last end of the Mishnah, which is referring to Maaser Sheni. We had said that when it comes to Maaser Sheni, we also go basar the branches. And remember, we had explained one's not allowed to eat Maaser Sheni outside Yerushalayim and one's not allowed to be paid to it once he's inside Yerushalayim. And then if our mission is going to Chumra, both scenarios, if the base of the tree is outside and the branch is inside and he's at the base of the tree, even though he's outside, he's already considered inside Yerushalayim and he's not allowed to be paid to his Maaser Sheni anymore. And if the base of the tree is in Yerushalayim and the branch is outside, so just like if he was under the branches, he's not allowed to eat his Maaser Sheni because he's physically outside Yerushalayim, so too, when he's at the base of the tree, he's still not allowed to eat it, even though he's physically in Yerushalayim. And on that, the Gemara tells us, Masnisa de Beishamai, our mission is Shitas Beishamai, the Beishamai, and Beishamai says, HaKol Kalifnim, everything is considered Lifnim, and this is Machalikas Beisham, Beis Hill, and Maaser Sheni, in regards to an olive press, which is partially in Yerushalayim, partially out. Beishamai is Machmir, that everything is considered to be inside Yerushalayim, and the Gemara concludes, Lamed Beis Amun Aleph on top, Tony, we have a brass that says, Hechzer Es HaNoif Mibifnim, Kulei Kalifnim, if you turn the branches to inside, everything is considered inside. Higher tree is outside Yerushalayim, and then somehow he takes the branches and he twists them to be leaning over the wall to inside Yerushalayim, so the whole tree is considered to be in Yerushalayim. And v'isban tanoya kadmaya kebeishamai. This brayse as well also is clearly like beishamai. Hadron lachamaver to einim. Malzav finishing the third parak of Maseches Maaseres, just like Ruzecha finished this parak together. We should Ruzecha finish the entire Maseches together, and of course all of Shas Yerushalayim together. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with a brand new parak. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.